finest hour.
SER presents the Peep Temple live at the Baldface Stag, Saturday, October 28. Australia's powerhouse, the Peep Temple returned to Sydney to celebrate totality with Melbourne dirge rock lords Bat Piss. The Peep Temple live at the Baldface Stag, Saturday, October 28, with special guests Bat Piss. Tickets from wingsing.co. The Peep Temple, sponsors of 2SER. From the freshest new music to the latest current affairs, 2SER is real radio. But we need your money to keep doing it. Give us a call on 9514 9500 during your favourite show or donate anytime. Head over to 2SER.com. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Your donation to 2SER is tax deductible.
So give us a call now, 9514 9500. You're listening to the On The Money team, but we've also we're also representing Razor's Edge, who can't be here this exact day, but they'll be here next week. So if you are interested in young journalists cutting their teeth on Sydney stories, that's why you need to listen to Razor's Edge here on 2SER at 7:30 weekdays on, well, it's Thursday, isn't it? Thursday weekdays. So they're on straight after us, the On The Money program. And look, we were down at the budget. We were talking about that a bit earlier, and Vincent Sue was also down at the budget. Vincent, you found out a Sydney story. You were looking at some of the interesting press releases that we got from some of the departments, and you found something. What did you find?
Well, this wasn't actually in a press release, but I was flipping.
You could have lied then, Vincent, just say, yes, I found this.
Yes, I did find it. But
that's
it wasn't
the trouble. You get truth
release.
Here, truth in reporting. No fake news. Go on, Vincent.
Yes, that's right. We have real stories here at 2SER.
We do.
Yeah. So what I found out was that looking through the budget, there was a small part where the government assigned a few million dollars to improve mobile phone towers and reception across certain train lines in Sydney. So particularly on the Central Coast one, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They earmarked a few million dollars for that so that people who commute on that line can have continuous coverage into Sydney.
That's right. And if you're listening on the train going from, say, Barara across to, I don't know, Woi Woi.
Hawkesbury River.
Yeah. It's cutting in and cutting out. Well, look, don't worry about it because, your phones will be okay as soon as this investment cuts in. And you know about it now because of us here.
Yes, that's right. That's why we get local stories here on 2SER as well.
That's right. So, look, if you're across the bridge and the little bars on your phone have gone up, why don't you ring 02-9514 9500 right now? And I just say 02 because sometimes you can get a better phone line if you dial 02. That's just a little tip that I heard from a Telstra technician once. But 9514 9500, call in, support us. Support us now. We need your support. Or else, Hansley, what else could you... Do you know about online now? Have you worked it out?
Well, there's a donate tab on 2SER.com, and you can donate anytime.
Yeah, and is that easy?
It's very easy.
Yeah,
just fill on the form.
And look, you can donate what sort of amounts?
You can donate anything above $2. Well, anything really, but above $2 is tax deductible. Yeah. We've got supporter rates as well, from $40 all the way through to $600 for the lifetime.
And if Elon Musk is listening...
And if Elon Musk is listening, then this station will be here for a very long time.
That's right. We've been here for a long time anyway. Yeah, well over 35 years, because we had our 35th birthday. That's how I remember. So we were one of the first FM stations in Sydney. I think we were like in the top, first top five in the country. And so we've been around a long time here at 2SER and the Ultimo Studios, but we're also at Macquarie. And if you weren't listening in the first half hour, Hans is one of the students that's come from our Macquarie studios. And tell us a bit about those studios. They don't always have the best equipment, do they, The things we need.
Well, their equipment is functioning, let's say that. And that's why we need your support to get better equipment for there, better equipment for here, and of course to keep us running.
And we need to upgrade that ADSL line too.
We do.
Yes. We use the ADSL line here at 2SER because, on the money we do, because we have to, well, the ADSL line is bringing the signal from Macquarie Studios through to the antenna, isn't it? So the antenna is on top of the UTS tower. If you drive by and you see that, I think they call it brutalist architecture, the UTS tower. If you see that UTS tower, you look on the top and there's a big antenna. That's us. So turn on your radio and you'll be able to hear us coming out from that tower. And our signal goes all the way down to the Cronulla Shire, doesn't it, James?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, not Cronulla and Sutherland Shire, I should say.
It's the Sutherland Shire, yeah.
Sutherland Shire, sorry, oops. You always get that wrong. But it goes a long way. It goes to the Central Coast. People in the Central Coast can hear us. They can hear us right now. That's why mobile phone coverage of the Central Coast
is very important.
Very important, isn't it? Thanks, Vincent. I'm glad you agreed on that. So that's why you should call now. 9514 9500.
On foot or by bike, get ready to immerse yourself in light and entertainment in the heart of the city on October 28th. For one night only, Mrs. Macquarie's Road will be closed to cars and open for people to walk or ride past light installations, special effects and some Halloween surprises. There's also an outdoor lounge by the water featuring silent disco, roller racing and food trucks. Find out more at lightthecity.sydney. City of Sydney, sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
Yeah, Evie, let your hair hang down. If you've got your money in your pocket, why don't you loosen it up? Dig deep. Dig deep behind the lounge. If you're sitting in the lounge, dig deep everywhere around the house. Find every cent you've got because we need your help. Give us a call, 95149500. Or online, Hans, what would you do?
2ser.com/donate.
Yeah, that's if microphone. I turned your microphone on. It's professional radio here. Now, James, if you can get near a microphone, that one will do, yeah.
That way Vincent can talk as well.
That's
he was
right.
Down there, yep.
Now, we were trying to work out what was happening with some of the infrastructure initiatives that the government had come up with at the budget, weren't we?
Yes.
And so you went upstairs to see what you could find out. Now, what is upstairs?
The upstairs of the budget is pretty much all the, is it departments, would you say, of?
Yeah, all the heads of departments.
Yeah, the heads of departments.
People that know what's going on these programs and that they've put in together in their
that's
press
it.
Releases.
Answer the question.
So, but you know, we were looking at the figures and we couldn't quite work it out.
I remember there was one state or press release about a cross-country train in Australia, and the information they provided was a very fast train. So I remember we went upstairs and we asked one of the heads in the minister in the transport department, what do you mean by a very fast train? And he also had no idea as well. So
it was like an edition of Utopia. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
So
I knew what it was
yeah,
going
so it was a. I mean,
all true.
I think that would be because it wasn't a very fast train. It was a medium speed rail service, just to make it real again.
Really? So that's what they said in the press release, didn't they?
Yes, it was a medium speed rail service.
Yeah, that's right. So how fast is medium speed?
Faster than normal urban rail, but
faster than a speeding bullet?
But slower than a bullet train.
Slower than a bullet.
Slower than a bullet train, but faster than urban rail.
I can agree.
So how fast could you get to the Central Coast from here if you're on a medium speed rail?
If we look at Melbourne, for example, there's a Melbourne to Geelong train, which is about the same distance as Sydney to Central Coast, and they do it in about 50 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And what do we do it in here?
Sydney to Woiwoi right now is about 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that's not peak hour as well. So.
That's why people in Melbourne are so far ahead of us.
Peak
here.
Hour would be slightly faster because there's already express
trains
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but there is always delays.
Yes,
we'll leave
is,
that there.
Correct.
And how long does it take to get to Wollongong, Kevin? You must know that.
Yeah, it just takes about an hour and a half. It's a lot of fun.
So would you like a medium-speed rail?
I would like a medium-speed rail, but you know what I'd like even more than that? High-speed rail.
People to call us? Oh, okay.
Bullet train, just something fast, you know, something to get me down to Wollongong and back, you know. And
a bullet train would bypass Wollongong, though, just to point it out.
Thanks for that, Vincent.
Where would it go to? Like Nowra or Vincentia?
But when you're on that bullet train, you can call 95149500 to support.
Good on you, too.
Just to point out, though, you should add the 02 just in case, as Rod said earlier.
Oh, for the Telstra.
Yes, that's right.
You can
right.
fill out the form on 2SER.com. Thanks, Vincent.
And
yes,
that's
right. If you
button.
Can get reception.
If you need one of those
time,
mobile phone
at least.
Towers.
Yes, we need more of that mobile phone towers.
That's right.
And are there any further plans to extend elsewhere apart from the Central Coast, Mr. Vincent?
I'm not aware of that, but hopefully that they do have a comprehensive plan to extend.
Comprehensive plan?
Not comprehensive plan, but comprehensive idea to extend.
Okay.
Just a broad plan, no specific places, but they do want to extend more mobile phone coverage to other regional rail services.
Excellent. Oh, okay. Finally going into the 21st century.
And when they talked about these medium-speed rail and links and so forth, I mean, we've already got a link that's budgeted for, don't we, Vincent, which is going inland towards Queensland.
Yes.
And that was also in the budget. There was big money going to that. 80 billion, was it? Or
yes,
million,
that is a freight line. That is a freight line,
yeah.
Not a passenger rail line, but that is a lot of money to set aside what's called the reservation or right-of-way for the new inland rail project so that we have the land to build the inland rail project. So instead, when we have to actually build it, we don't have to spend billions of dollars to acquire the land.
Yeah, that's right. Because I think Barnaby Joyce was talking about this a bit earlier.
Oh, it will benefit his electorate a lot.
Will it?
Yeah, it goes through New England, so.
Oh, that's why he was talking about it.
Mm. Yes, that's right.
That's right. Well,
would you consider living in New England if they built Inland Railroad?
Well, I think New England's a lovely place. You know, it's got. Look, you can go gem fossicking in New England. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Some of the best gem fossicking areas are in New England.
Sorry, did you just say gem?
Gem.
Oh, gem. Oh,
sorry, you want to go to the gym, do you?
Not really, no.
Well, you got gem fossicking. I wonder what's happened to Veronica. I thought I saw her in here a little earlier.
But she's left to donate.
Okay. The gem fossicking is what you can do up there. And I think, but if you, of course, are on someone else's lease, then you have to then declare it. And I think anything you actually find, I think you have to declare that you've found it and take it in, because it's not actually yours unless you've got a mining lease. So you can't just sort of pick up a gem on the ground.
How will this help the budget?
Declare it for Australia. Well, the more gems we find, the more we can export. I think digging things up and exporting them, that's what we do here in this country, because number one export is what, Vincent?
A big part of Australia's economy, especially commodities.
No, but what export?
Mining exports.
Iron ore.
Isn't and coal.
Coal number
and
two.
And soon we're going to be the world's largest natural gas exporter.
Yeah. So all the things that don't want us to dig up, they're the things we're actually living off at the moment. So anyway, look, it's all very exciting. And you wouldn't know about all this stuff if we weren't on air right now. And there's all sorts of things we have to supply when we're on here, don't we, Kevin? What sort of things do you use when you're here in the studios?
Well, I like using microphones to get my voice out to the people.
Yeah. And some of these microphones, Kevin, you might not realize it, they've been around for like 10 years.
Mm. And you have to treat them with a lot of care and respect. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Don't, you know, just move that gooseneck around and hit things. And,
yes, yeah. Don't use it like gym equipment.
Don't use it to gem fossick.
No, that's right. So that's why you need to call us, because these things, they've been around for quite a while. They've been around longer than Kevin. They've been around for a long while in this station. They're good microphones, and you can hear us quite well. But every now and again, you know, one of them goes a bit funny, and there's certainly one in a studio upstairs, which has gone a bit odd. So we don't always sound as dulcet as we'd like to. So give us a call on 9514 9500. Help us out with that. Now, Hans, you one of your favourite stories you were going to tell us about, weren't you?
Yeah, so earlier this year, I went down to the ACCC policy launch in Sydney with Rod.
Yes.
And we were able to hear Rod Sims talk. We were guests of the Council of Economic Development of Australia, and got to mingle with people from Choice and Fairfax Media and just about any organisation you can think of in the country. And it was a wonderful experience, and I got to interview Rod Sims personally.
Wow. Do you want us to play a bit of that right now?
Let's do so.
Because I may have misplaced it. Tell us a bit more about. Tell us a bit more about. I think I have misplaced it, actually. I should be in charge. Well, that's a problem. Look, tell us a bit more about meeting Rod Sims.
I'd like to point out the announcer mic is still on.
What do people think he looks like?
Well, I don't know what people think he looks like, but certainly meeting him was quite interesting. He was very personable. He's a very knowledgeable man, and we were able to talk to him about all sorts of things, from Amazon to consumer competition policy, and of course what he sees for the future of the ACCC.
Well, let's hear a bit about it now then, shall we?
Being more serious about large companies adhering to their dues and cracking down on anti-competitive conduct were the two big themes of concern at the ACCC's recent policy launch in Sydney. This year's address was Chairman Rod Sims' sixth, as the Commission continues to deal with various ongoing challenges in both the consumer and business spaces.
When we take action, we send messages. Our enforcement record against what we judge to be anti-competitive or anti-consumer behaviour lets businesses know that we're serious about addressing those sorts of matters. However, one issue that continually emerges is whether the penalties that large businesses, I'm not talking medium or small, but large businesses, whether those penalties are enough of a deterrent value. We do see companies breaching the Act or coming very close to it, in our view, and we often see that there's not a good understanding of the seriousness
of the issues involved, and we think the current low penalties contribute to this approach. Now, we're seeking to change this, and we are seeing encouraging signs from the courts to assist us to do that.
Also on the agenda is a potential looming inquiry into the telecommunications oligopoly. He wants to see a declaration inquiry for the retailers who continue to overcharge and underdeliver on performance.
We are working with various telecommunications companies to get them to give better information to consumers about what speed claims they can expect, what can they typically expect, what affects your broadband speed performance and so on. So we're very much working with industry to come up with some guidance on that. And some of you may know we're also pushing to get an NBN monitoring rate, broadband monitoring regime up where we can...
And that actually is very interesting, isn't it, Hans? Because at the moment we're actually doing an investigation on the NBN, aren't we, Kevin? That's one of your stories coming up next week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, Rod Sims, you should listen to this in full because this is before your time here and On the Money, but Rod Sims has done a report on it already, so it'd be something I think should be in part of the background of your story and something that our listeners can look forward to. And that's the sort of thing that we do here on the Money. So give us a call, 9514 9500. What sort of levels of support could we be looking at here, James?
There's the passionate level of support.
Yeah.
$160, and it is tax deductible, though. So.
Yeah. Well, donations are. The supporters aren't, you know, because you're part of the station when you're a supporter.
Glad we cleared that up.
You can
That's
win prizes.
Yeah. So, well, you got the standard supporter rate as well of $80.
Yeah.
Concession of $40.
Yeah.
And if you are in love with our show, which you should be, there is the lifetime of $600.
Yeah, that's right. And we haven't got much time left, so please do call in. Call in now because, you know, we'll have to go out very soon. I think, is that our music? It is. That's our music coming in. So that means we haven't got that much longer to go, so please call us now, 9514 9500. Are you there? Are you there? Are you out there? Is anyone there listening to us here at On The Money? We're also, you know, next week you'll be hearing Razor's Edge at this particular point, but while we're here, we want you to call for us. 9514 9500. Call us now on the Money. Up next, we've got, I think Berko's getting the studio ready there. Yes, he's in there. And so there's a great music show coming you want to listen to. I'm sure they're going to be asking you for... bit of support as well, because they need your support. But right now, call us quickly, 9514 9500, or go online at 2ser.com. go online, give us some support. It's only once a year, we don't ask all the time, and you can donate from $2 and upwards. Anyway, it's been great being here with Hans and being here with James and Vincent. Veronica. Hi, Veronica. And Kevin, thank you for being with On The Money today. We'll go out with this. Thanks for being with us. Give us a call, 9514 9500.